Undercover Carson, Secret Agent. Operation Death Ray, an assignment in Rio.
Our hopes of seeing the all-knowing Chaco came to nothing in Sao Paulo, Brazil's second city. But one scientist remained to be traced by him, someone known only to us as the Cossack. And once Chaco had his information, then he had the full secret of the death ray. But it seemed that the scene must move back to Rio de Janeiro. French-Italian dancer Faye Carilli and the red-headed American bird painter Hetty Fitzhenry had both returned there. Furthermore, the mysterious blonde Helena Jansen had phoned me to say that my former school chum, Roger Deauville, was paying too much attention to Sally Bruin. However, I was reluctant to leave, with Sir Giles Davenport's condition still uncertain. Faye Carilli had borrowed some of my pipes. The one with the musical box attached had been tampered with. It blew up in Sir Giles's face.
Oh, Senor Carson, I must adjust my feelings to this. His Excellency will never regain his sight, and now he needs my faithfulness more than ever.
Now, steady on, Angelo. The specialist said there was hope.
Ah, but consider how long he has been in there with his Excellency.
Oh, it took time to set up the equipment in the bedroom, you know.
But I feel the presence of evil spirits. And believe me, Senor, should his Excellency lose by this, then I will take my revenge upon the Senorita.
Mademoiselle Carilli?
Indeed.
Best we find out first who actually tampered with pipe.
It was this treacherous woman.
I'm afraid I can't agree. Might well have been Rogliano of White Tulip Cabaret. He's Faye's ardent admirer, you know.
Ah, you continue to insist upon making of excuses for the woman, Senor.
So, old chap, unsuspecting soul that I am.
You should take care, Senor. You have a dangerous heart.
Heart's getting torn between so many things at present. I would expect I must hasten back to Rio.
But you will wait upon the report on His Excellency.
Of course, old chap. But roving eyes of those relatives of yours. Anything seen of the fellow Chaco?
To them as to us, Senor, he remains the complete man of mystery.
Oh.
He is sure of his plans.
Yeah, seems so. Says he knows where and when to find this Cossack bird. Prepared to bide time.
And in the meantime, has he not made the threats that he will destroy all who oppose him in this race to gain the secret?
So?
And we, of course, number ourselves among those who are threatened.
True. Though since we started this hunt, we've been more than threatened.
Indeed.
Yeah, but must agree that that specialist is taking time, Mr. Giles.
Senor.
What is it, old chap?
The pipe.
Perfectly harmless.
Senor, if you do not mind, after what one of those pipes of yours do to His Excellency, I am uneasy in their presence.
Oh, this is only to smoke, nothing more. Strictly orthodox style.
Senor, you propose to light it?
Of course. Oh. One of uses I find for pipes, you know. Match.
If you will forgive me, Senor, I feel a little safer over here.
Please yourself. Yeah, that's quite it. It won't blow up, I assure you.
No, perhaps not, Senor. But,
Senor.
No, forgive me. I think you are the explosion.
Explosion?
Of the pipe of Senor Carson.
Senor Carson, is this peon all right?
Yes, Doctor. But he doesn't trust my pipe.
It is an ordinary-looking pipe?
Sir, but just quirk of his, you know. But what is the verdict on Sir Giles's eyes?
Basically, unharmed.
Bravo. You hear that, Angela?
Indeed, indeed.
It will be necessary to retain the dressing for some time.
Oh, of course, of course. And keep him in bed.
No, no.
No?
There is nothing to prevent his return to Rio de Janeiro.
Great news. We'll take the Cruzeiro do Sul back to Rio tonight. Cruzeiro do Sul on the Southern Cross, the overnight luxury train running between Sao Paulo and Rio. The old boy was shaky, but we dressed him, packed, and then arrived at the crowded station with plenty of time to spare. We seated Sir Giles out of the way of the bustling porters while we checked on our carriage, but Angelo suddenly gripped me by the arm.
Senor! Senor, look.
Careful, old chap. You'll break fellas' arms.
But look, Senor. His Excellency. Huh? You see what he does?
Great heavens. Tearing the bandages off his eyes.
Oh, indeed.
Come on. Old boy's carrying on an odd fashion, all right.
Oh, the explosion, Senor. Perhaps it has damaged his bride.
Well, he's in a hurry to get the dressing off.
Oh, why is this?
Let's push through the crowd.
Oh, see, see.
Find out in a moment. And he's still determined to get whole business off head and eyes.
Too late, Carson. Too late.
Now, sit down, sir. And take it easy.
Thank you, old fella. It rather exhausted me.
Oh, Excellency, by this strange conduct, you endanger your eye once again.
I just had to get that dashed dressing off.
Well, sir, you created quite a stir, but now that people are moving off, what's behind it all?
Chaco.
Chaco? The evil one, Excellency?
Indeed. And somewhere in the crowd. Shortly after you left
oh,
me.
Oh, that we should have been so neglectful.
No, Angelo. No harm done. No,
perhaps, Excellency.
I assure you, once I get this dressing back on, then all will be well.
Yeah, to keep the Chaco, sir.
Yes, Carson. I felt sure there was someone hovering near me. Then he spoke. And at first I thought it was a voice I'd heard before.
Before?
But I can't recall it, Carson.
What type of voice, sir?
Low, confident, cultured, you might say.
Spoke English?
Oh, yes, though with an accent. You're a peon of some description.
Any particular part, sir?
Well, not French, nor Spanish, nor Portuguese. However, the point is that he said he was going to deal with undercover Carson at some stage of this trip.
Oh, then at once we must cancel the bookings.
Steady on, sir.
Oh, but this person is diabolical.
Now, don't get rattled. Now, what else, Sir Giles? Leave the dressing to me. I'll fix it.
I charged him with being Chaco. He laughed. And ever so confidently.
Yeah, but didn't admit it.
Oh, indeed he did.
A cocksure blighter.
But Jove's he is. Then he moved off. I made a lunge at him, but missed. Then started to tear off this dressing. Hoped I'd get a glimpse of him.
Yeah, but no?
No, Carson. The lights more or less blinded me.
Yes, understood.
Everything seemed a jumble for seconds. By the time I'd sorted things out, he was hopeless.
So, Chaco's around.
More than likely, booked on the train.
Well, we know he's smallish. Dark, with piercing eyes.
But analyze, Carson, that could apply to so many men, particularly in this part of the globe.
Yes, sir, sir. But to be so close and so helpless.
Ah, helpless indeed, Senor. Especially if he is determined to carry out this threat. Oh, we must leave the train.
No nonsense, old chap. We'll travel as scheduled.
Oh, but, Senor...
May give us chance to see the devil, at least.
See, but you insist to forget that he makes this threat.
We have a private compartment. He can't do anything. In fact, this might well be our chance to turn tables. Now, Sir Giles, let's get this dressing fixed, then on board the train. In spite of my outward nonchalance, Chaco's threats were not the kind to be ignored. So, as Sir Giles dozed through the night, I made a point of staying awake with something more than one of my lethal pipes at the ready. Angelo insisted upon standing guard outside the door. It was shortly before dawn, as we swept smoothly along, that I was startled by the rumpus outside.
Carson, am I dreaming?
No, sir. Scuffle outside door.
Then,
Stay where you are, sir. I'll attend to it.
Senor!
Right, old chap. I've got him covered.
You hear? Leave alone or the bullet strikes.
Very well.
You display sense, my friend, in addition to the furtive manner.
Now, who is this fellow?
He takes advantage of the darkness of a narrow cutting to creep up upon me.
Only because I am curious to know what is your business, my friend.
Carson!
Sir, sir?
If you're wondering, that is not the voice.
Now, good, sir.
If you are all wondering, I am an inspector employed by the railways to ensure that those without tickets are not upon this train.
Hmm. Authority?
What is this?
You know, badge of authority and so forth.
Hmm. Is this not enough?
Hmm. Mistake, aren't you, no?
Mistake? This one is violent. And from the guards and others, I have heard it reported that he conducts himself in a dangerous fashion. I demand...
Now, steady, old fellow. Hmm? Mistake, I said. Yes, let's forget it, eh?
Senor, I...
Buy yourself a drink or some such.
Senor.
On me.
Drink? This will buy many. And many thanks to you, Senor. Indeed, as you say. Mistake, eh?
Oh, Senor Carson.
Oh, forget it, old chap.
But bearing in mind the threat of this Chaco.
Yes, but perhaps just threats to unsettle us. We'll take things easy. Soon reaching Rio, you know.
Dash it all, Carson. It does make me feel so jolly helpless with this business around my head.
Yes, realize that, sir, but just crowded station.
Yes, I know. And I've seen the Rio establishment so many times.
Right, then. Take it easy. Another step.
Thank you, old fellow.
There we are. Now, we've reached Rio, safe and sound. Safe and sound, in spite of Chaco's threat.
Senor, this causes me much puzzlement.
A mere threat to disturb, as I said. But, come on, let's get taxi outside.
Senor, a moment. Someone comes.
Huh? Oh, yes, Inspector Fellas.
Senor Carson, I have been fortunate to reach you in time. In your compartment, you leave something.
Leave something? I checked all corners.
But this was found.
Oh, that pipe.
It is your possession?
Sir, one of ordinary jobs, you know, but... Thanks, old chap.
It is a pleasure, Senor. A pleasure.
Well, into pocket.
What pipe was that, Carson?
Oh, just commonplace type, sir. Used purely for smoking. However, we'll go. Chaco may have been on the train, but his threats apparently are nothing but hot air. And don't look so disbelieving, Angelo.
Oh, Senor, for your sake, I am still afraid.
Things turned out, Angelo had good reason to be afraid. That pipe seemed identical with the one I'd been smoking in Sao Paulo. But was it? Once again, my interest in pipes was to be a dangerous aspect of Operation Death Ray.
Undercover Carson is written by Michael Noonan and produced by E. Mason Woods for the Macquarie Broadcasting Service.